Oh, yes, I killed hundreds of pigs. Hundreds of pigs and walked everywhere. One day I killed nine. One day, you know, bacon pigs that was. And I started, the first one as I killed was down at Inglewood for that Mr. Clark's father, what sent you here. His father, he used to be down at Inglewood, you know, for Walmsley, saying a gentleman. He used to be steward there. Well, I killed one for him there. Well, I had to walk from there up to the upper end of Inkpin here, where you was yesterday, near Clark's, kill another there, then go along to that cottage where you said you went to that blind woman, killed another one there. You know, a single one everywhere. And then I come from there up into the upper green and killed another one there. Then from there, down towards Newbury, down on the Kintbury Road then. Or towards Newbury, you will go along the same road if you go to Newbury. What they call the crossways. I killed another one there, and two at one place. I told you I only killed one at one place. I killed two at another. Well, and I finished up at Warren Kill at West Woody. I killed nine that day and walked everywhere. Started at 7 o'clock in the morning. I finished the last one just as it was getting dark. You see, it took you an hour pretty well to do a pig, you know, to do him well. You know, kill him and burn him and dress him. It took you an hour. You couldn't do it much under that. Well, then I had to walk the distance, you see, in between to get to the others. I killed nine that day, all bacon pigs, all had to be burnt. Not scalded. Oh, I killed hundreds, hundreds. And my father killed thousands. My father. It was him as learned me, you see. When I was here working on my own, I tell you, people used to say to him, "Oh, you come and kill a pig for us tomorrow morning." They always come at night, you know, like coming tonight, and say, "Can you come tomorrow morning and kill a pig for us?" Yes, he'd say. Well, then if I happened to be here, you know, I'd say, "Could you come and help hold the pig tomorrow along with your father?" You see, that's how I got into it. Well, then, at the finish, I began killing. Well, I killed a lot, killed a lot. I killed 120 a year one winter. 120. There was a. I had trouble with that disease, you know, about here. And I killed some for the butchers in Newbury. Eastman's, I killed some for. And a man on the bridge, I can't think of his name now. Oh dear, I can't think of his name. Knows his name well, too. It don't matter. Well, then I killed some for, I had to go in Longaford, you know, in the shops there. Yes. Into Ginjo's, the man's name was. And there was another party there I used to kill for, too. And I been to Am, that's a little ways, about 2 miles, a little over 2 miles away from here. Coombe, over the hills where you was, up atop of the hill there, right over in that bottom, you know, Coombe. West Woody, Kintbury, Inglewood, and all over this village. I've killed pigs at nearly 100 houses in Inkpen. Nearly 100. Not quite, but nearly. Yeah. Not the council houses, but I have killed one or two with the council houses. But all the whole houses, there's hardly a house but what I've killed a pig at. All the way down here. And this, pretty well the same up the other way.
Yeah.
You know, up the common.
Yes.
And walked everywhere. Walked everywhere to do it. And do you know what I had for... And when I first started killing pigs, for to go twice to do it, I was once to kill the pig and then the next night go and cut it up. You know, go and cut them up at night.
Yeah.
You'd kill them in the morning and the next night you'd go and cut them up. Well, 18 pence.
Mm.
And when I left, when I give up, I only had 3 shillings. And when I had one kill, I had to pay 10 bob. You know, a butcher killed for me. When that shooting come into force, I give it up.
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy a gun. Not to do it.
No.
I didn't like it. I don't like the shooting.
No.
I kill them better with a knife. And kill them quicker.
Yeah.